Title: Day 1 Notes from the 42nd Annual J.P. Morgan Healthcare Conference. Content: At the first day of the J.P. Morgan Healthcare Conference, he answered to the ultimate question of life, the universe and everything is 42. Recognize that famous line? No, it's not something from ChatGPT, it's Douglas Adams' The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy of Healthcare. Well, not healthcare for that you have to be here in San Francisco for the 42nd edition of this conference. It was indeed an intriguing day, for even without major announcements, there were very clear signs and portents of our coming year in the healthcare industry. First, artificial intelligence, AI, is clearly here and indeed will be transformational. The most jam-packed, standing-room-only session of the day was NVIDIA Corporation, presenting for its fifth year. What did NVIDIA discuss? Accelerated computing and generative AI that they predicted will enable a new class of generative AI computer-aided drug discovery tools that will create a massive expansion of drug discovery research and development. By digitizing and imaging biology and representing it in chemistry in a computer through a generative AI system that can be trained in days, not years, it will allow for design, testing for side effects and pathogenicity, sorting of compounds with multiple filters to test for ability to satisfy multiple objectives and understanding of cell interaction and gene expression. NVIDIA, which is investing in selected customer partners, also predicted that computer-aided drug discovery can generate a $1 trillion company. On the healthcare services side, NVIDIA mentioned GI Genius, which has an FDA-approved AI-assisted endoscopy device that provides real-time identification and decision support to the provider conducting the endoscopy. NVIDIA also predicted that the wearables industry will be facilitated by the large compute power and generative AI capabilities now available. Wearables in turn will generate a deluge of personalized data that can in turn be analyzed only if there is sufficient compute power, such as equivalent to the life sciences solution NVIDIA is providing that allows for modeling of a tissue with 6,000 targets that creates 6 terabytes of data per sample. It's not worth collecting all the personalized data from wearables unless we can process and analyze it, and now it looks like we may be starting to get there. But AI was not mentioned only by NVIDIA. Somatus, a kidney care company, talked about the challenge of identifying early-stage kidney disease in patients, a difficult challenge which, if possible, can potentially result in the delay or halting of decline into end-stage kidney disease. Somatus is looking to use AI to generate automated prediction of cost model events. This is a critical objective, as patients with kidney disease often have multiple chronic conditions that are difficult and expensive to treat, unless earlier identified and addressed. For example, according to Ikenna Okizie, CEO of Somatus, 90% of chronic kidney disease patients have hypertension, 65% have cardiovascular disease and 50% have diabetes, with 10 to 12 drug prescriptions from multiple providers being common. Somatus often provides care in the home in 2 to 3 hour visits, which together with its payer data, risk adjustment data and lab data, can be used to predict the presence or progression of chronic kidney disease. This is an important goal, as Hemant Taneja of General Catalyst, together with Mark Harrison, the former CEO of Intermountain Healthcare, listed the same objective last fall at the HLTH conference of finding early kidney disease patients when announcing the launch of their healthcare transformation company, in the context of moving a health system to global risk to align with preventive care to reduce the burden and systemic cost of chronic disease conditions. The Somatus model is an interesting one, as it takes a whole-person approach to kidney care that reduced the medical loss ratio, MLR, the comparison of medical costs to total revenue, and ideally below 85% for Medicare patients, for kidney care patients by 21.9%, which is a remarkable number. Cleveland Clinic's presentation today focused in part on the potential for developments in personalized and individualized cancer care in the next 5 to 10 years. To aid that, Cleveland Clinic this year partnered with IBM to put a quantum computer on its main campus dedicated to the biomedical sector.